Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the D&D Story Times, part 2 embarked by the Ultra Nerd Podcast. So, before I continue, you guys can actually support me a lot by listening to some of my previous episodes or my new recent episodes of the Ultra Nerd Podcast. Slowly but surely, you can actually help me out a lot if you do. Like, for example, you can help me out by flushing that toilet over there, putting food on the table, and keeping the lights on. And if you do, that will be greatly appreciated. So it has been a while since my first D&D story times, and I basically said that these will pop up on their own, and here we are! And I do want to try to make them more or less somewhere different towards the traditional Sunday-ish kind of podcast ideas and episodes. So, by the way, what's this episode about, you may ask? So, after the kind of fail of the first idea that was basically H.P. Lovecraft theme, I try to make it different. So, basically, the story of this story I had of mine was basically about a town experiencing heavy tremors around it. And the king sent my friends, one of them, Morthos, into trying to find out which of them or where these tremors are coming from and away. I remember that they had to basically go around town and ask questions, and they went into this really shady bar that I, honestly, if you're putting in a D&D setting, it's not ordinary if you put in a shady bar. But besides just that, I remember specifically I talked about that there was like an albino orc running the joint, and there was like a weird rogue in the corner that they could talk to. And I remember Morthos tried to intimidate the guy. He failed, and I remember saying that the guy basically pushed Morthos down to the ground, and Morthos freaking he literally one-shotted the guy with his halberd. Oh my god, when you rethink these stories, it's not even funny. But besides just that, I specifically also remember everyone in the bar was angry. They saw that, and they were all going to attack. Morthos and my friend, another friend of mine who was a wizard, let's nickname him Chaos for now, because he basically is neutral chaos, left with the body and tried to hide it in some place very, very filthy. The town previously tried to have its own sewage system, but basically failed at the end. So after one of my friends, let's nickname her Miriam for now, who was a gnome paladin who stopped the crown with the power of God on her side, and basically told them that they could try to find find some stuff and talk about it at the sewage system. So I remember they went to the sewage system. Everyone was there after they catched up with Morthos and Chaos, just to find them in shame trying to bury the body in a heaping ton of crap. But later on, Morthos was literally attacked by an imp. My friend almost literally critted the damn thing, but before a iron chain whip caught the sword right before the final blow, and Samson, that's what his name was, and they met their first NPC, Samson. He was basically their friend until the end. So, Morthos also tried to seduce Samson as well. He succeeded, and I said they basically done a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure hand clapped one another, and it was like, in the air, they were like, Bromageddon forever! And so on and so forth. But furthermore in the story, I decided to do the biggest dick move when they were going through the sewer system to try and find the way to the nearest town to ask more questions, to find out where the tremors are going for. I did the biggest DM dick move. I threw a beholder in their faces. Now, to be fair, I didn't want the beholder to basically just, like, kill them right away. Instead, I remember specifically, I made this beholder very weak. He was like a newborn, basically. He did have his own spells and magic to him. And at first, he was a rock, I remember. So Muriel tried to kick the rock, failed, and somehow done 1d damage to us. So the battle began. They were flying at one another, lasers were shooting everywhere, fireballs were being cast, healing magic was being cast, attacks were being thrown at one another. They nearly killed the damn thing. And I remember I made another dick move where I decided to make it cast a spell where it turns any magic caster in its radius into a wild magic caster. So basically, the only caster there was Chaos. So he got hit in the arm, and slowly but surely, he became wild. So every time people cast a spell, you would have to, like, roll a dice. If it's, like, fail that, it basically goes to a wild magic. Like, say, for example, if I want to cast, like, Ghost Hand or Phantom Hand or Cold Touch even, if I would have to roll it, right? But I would have a special seat with me, or the DM might have one, and every time if I fail on my magic checks, if I'm correct, that's a big if I'm correct, though. Basically, if I fail, it does another opposite thing. So basically, like, your hair could turn white in an instant, or you could switch clothes, you could summon a demon by accident, or even you could probably just, like, I don't know, turn everyone a different color around you. And I remember, he actually did that, now I remember it. At one point in a fight, he failed his magic check, and he basically did make wild magic. So, was it everyone changing color? I'm pretty sure it was, like, either a spell where everyone around them had a pool of rainbow colors turning different colors here and there every time they would try to attack or do magic. But I'm pretty sure he did cast a color spell. So eventually, I can't even finish the story. But besides just that, I say that a lot, honestly. But continuing on, though, the story ended up where they met a high-level wizard. And this wizard was basically scrawny, and he had this weird, like, tick to him where he would, like, go la, 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 all the time. And Chaos wanted to murder the shit out of this poor guy. Like, he was old. He was probably in his 700s. He was defenseless. He was his old man. He didn't know any better. He was extremely blind, too. Like, I depicted him with his glasses being thicker than a cabinet, if I'm correct. So, basically, they attacked this man. No, Chaos attacked this man, succeeded in killing this high-level wizard after he successfully cured him of wild magic. Right? And next thing we knew, the police came in. And next thing was, they thought, like, holy smokes, you murdered this man. And they were like, oh, no, no, this was in self-defense. He was crazy. So they inspected the body. And I specifically remember I made up another freaking monster. Besides just the extremely weak-ass beholder, I made up a random-ass monster called, like, a lich, I think. And it was basically, like, this monster that simulated a heart attack, right? So, in doing so, they thought a small piece of a rat that was somehow on the man was a Lycolich tail. So they were like, oh, this man must have died from a Lycolich. So they somehow got off scot-free from there on out, right? But the same town they were in, which was basically like Magic Town, USA, they basically went into this bar, they ordered a drink, and soon later, literally committed arson. And I was like thinking to myself, like, oh my god, this is not how you literally ask for help to find the tremors. But yeah, my DMs were a shit show, honestly. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. But hey, you live and you learn, right? So one more thing I do want to mention that was a bigger dick move for my DM starting skills was literally saying, oh, the next monster you're fighting? It's that giant ass Demogorgon right behind me. I literally made them fight a Demogorgon. And holy smokes, this is nearly like these guys were impossible to kill in the first place because Gaius was like OP as hell, like he had magic missiles that could kill anything. Morthos is Morthos. You got the Paladin, you got Muriel, who was a healer, and I think we had another rogue or a fighter. Yeah, we had a fighter with a broadsword who could hit like a tank, basically. Even though they had some of these different skills, they almost died because it was a Demogorgon. Like, they were taking some pot shots at him. The Chaos was also getting the blunt force trauma that was the full-fledged of a Demogorgon right on him. But for some reason, even though the Demogorgon was, like, pile-driving him into the ground, grabbing him with one of his tendrils and just slamming him on the ground, right? Chaos would somehow just receive one damage. That is the most luckiest wizard you would ever meet, too. Facing a Demogorgon, he would still get one damage no matter how hard you try to kill him as a DM. But besides just that, I said it again, besides just that. Lastly, the Demogorgon was on its toes in almost defeat. It was on, like, metaphorical all fours, and it wasn't going down without a fight. I remember specifically, this is what happened. So, they were all huddled up to one another, right? The Demogorgon was across from them, and he just charged them down. And one by one, you just, like, saw their bodies flying in midair, like those types of action scenes from stereotypical, like, monster movies where, like, the heroes would always get thrown and, like, tossed, like, toys or rag dolls across the house or building or whatever. And it was basically, like that. And two out of three of them almost died from that charged attack until one of them done the finishing blow. I think it was Chaos. So, yeah, that's my story for today of D&D story times, folks. So before I continue, I just want to say, whatever you do, don't be an absolute dyke and make your party face a beholder and a Demogorgon right off the bat. And before I end the podcast here, or story time here, I just want to say, you guys could also... sorry about that, folks. Had a little bit issue of the something-something. But besides just that, I was trying to say is, what you could do is, you could help me a little bit by listening to my other previous records, or my previous recordings of the Ultra Nerd Podcast. And remember, geek is fleek.